Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDA. I got the super-sized iPhone a while back, and it's always on vibration mode and not grow up, not the ringer mode because I'm on air or, you know, if I do any TV bits or if I'm in with a patient, nobody wants to hear the ringer. It's just the vibration with the case sounds sometimes from a faraway distance like gas. And it's kind of embarrassing because this phone is, like, always going off. And I talk about having gas a lot, but honestly, I swear to God, I've never passed gas on air except for a burp. So, apparently we have a lot of activity on my email this morning. So you're going to hear a lot of that. No, my bowels are completely empty. I woke up this morning, whatever fiber I had these goji berries. You know those chocolate-covered goji berries you could get for a couple bucks at Target? I had that the night before because they're chocolate-covered. And, I mean, it was great. So I have, like, absolutely no gas. So I swear. Usually I tell you guys when I have gas and I haven't pooped, but I am good to go. So this phone is the one that's making the noise. But the problem is I need the phone close by. So, you know what? Who cares? Who knows? It may help the ratings. A lot of you guys are grumpy today because the whole daylight savings time changeover. I don't blame you. I think daylight savings time has to go. I think it's completely stupid. And you know, from what I heard, it really had nothing to do with the farmers anyway. You know, we think that we have to put up with daylight savings time because of the farmers. And a lot of the farmers are saying, no, we don't want it. We don't want the daylight savings time also. It really messes us up. You know, because again, you know, your rooster is going to cock-a-doodle-do whatever the hell he wants to anyway. Really quick, just to review some of the history, it was obviously originally suggested by Benjamin Franklin. But, back in the olden days, when it was dark at night, okay, people still wanted to stay up for a little bit. And so if you expanded day, then you would use less of your candlelight and candles, etc. You know, you use natural resources. This was in an essay back in 1784 called Economical Project. You know, my kids complain that they got to write essays for school. Benjamin Franklin was writing essays. We all had to write essays. You think you wanted to? Essay. I hated writing an essay. All right, class, you need to turn in an essay, not an essay. Come on. How many paragraphs does the essay have to have? And then you get to college and you got to write a thesis. Like a thesis. And by the way, that was before the spell checks and the word processors and all. I mean, I had an electric typewriter. And I had the white out, and I had those little white strips that you could kind of stick in to retype over the letter. Oh, my typing mistakes were horrible. But now kids these days, I was telling my son, you know, we didn't have spell check. No. Yeah, we had to actually know how to spell the word. But how? We did. All right, so anyway, some of Benjamin Franklin's friends, they said inventors of a new kind of oil lamp were really excited by that because then you got to save on oil. Okay, then in England, they started to push it a little bit more, all right? And I guess in Europe, they suggested advancing clocks 20 minutes on each of the four Sundays in April, and then retarding them back by the same amount on four Sundays in September. Now, remember, back then, people could handle that kind of stuff. These days now, we'd be like, what, huh? No, huh? All right. So anyway, we later made it into law.
Okay? And everybody was kind of happy about that because, you know, maybe during the day they would have more daylight. But we come to find out that having the more daylight didn't technically save us on power. And then for those of us that live in Las Vegas, Nevada, which is me, all right, the more daylight means more use of air conditioning. I mean, we live in the desert. We can't wait for the night. All right, I am indoors all day seeing patients, and when I come out, I don't want an oven. Then they started to dispute the idea that maybe it's really not helping everybody like we thought. And studies back in Europe looked at, maybe they only saved about 1%. All right, Parliament after World War I thought it was a good idea in Europe. In America, we thought it was a good idea. But now a lot of people are like, can we change it? Why would we want to change daylight saving time? Well, one, there's more accidents that happen. There are more car accidents, studies have found, the day after daylight savings time, which March 9th, is it? Yeah, today. So because people are rushing to work, they're groggy, they're grumpy, so people don't like it. All right. Again, no real true energy savings. The people we're doing this for, the farmers don't want it. The farmers, a lot of the farmers, they go, no. They say the farmers were the only organized lobby against daylight savings time in the history of the country. According to, there's a historian here, Mr. Downey. I'm trying to find his first name. Sorry. So, I mean, the farmers don't like it. They say many farmers still don't like DST, including some dairy farmers who find the cows' natural milking schedules don't adapt easily to a sudden shift. Yeah, I know, you men out there, you think we women are good to go or do whatever we need to do at your demand. And no, that's not the case. You know, our milk comes in when it wants to come in. We're in the mood where we're in the mood. But it's not like clockwork. A lot of people that are really, really religious, like in the Jewish religion, you have to do a lot of things at sundown. Well, then all of a sudden, sundown changes. And now sundown is a completely different time. So now you have to change all the flyers. Now you have to change all the services. And it's really a pain in the tuchus. Then, let me see what else. Oh, yeah, heart attacks. There was even a study where we found, this was a study back in 2008 in New England Journal of Medicine at Sweden. It was a study in Sweden where heart attack risk rose just after the spring time change. We talked about this over the weekend, where for those of you guys cardiac vulnerable, be very careful with daylight savings time. So as far as I'm concerned, let's take daylight savings time and throw it out the window. It blows. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I was asked over the weekend by Myron how to donate your own blood for your own future use. And just to kind of get you guys all up to speed, the next project I'm working on, and I know you guys think I'm just ADD working on tons of different projects, but this is a real, real important project. This is a real, real important project. The next project I'm working on is establishing statewide blood donation days. In my particular state, I'm asking the governor to make April 25th our this year, our statewide blood donation day, and then every year thereafter, the fourth Saturday of April. Not because it's far away from daylight savings time, and I don't think anybody will be grumpy, but more because it's, you know, it's a better time of year in terms of weather, and, you know, a lot of people after Easter, Passover, et cetera, really, really want to give blood and help save lives, but also because our state needs blood. All your states need blood. And so the big picture project I want to do is help establish Blood Donation Day in every single state and Puerto Rico. that's just what I'm going to do. Of course, Puerto Rico. Of course, sí, son muy importante. And I think it's very, very life-saving. I am tired of hearing the news releases and the press releases that blood is in short supply. And it is scary. Frighteningly scary. You know, one statistic I got from United Blood Services where I live is just an average day, we go through about 250 units of blood a day where I live. Well, how many of you are donating on a daily basis? You're not. So some of you have been obviously seeing what I've been doing. We set up a Facebook page for Nevada State Blood Donation Day. Please like that page, and even if you don't live in Nevada, because we're going to start, I'm going to try to work with groups in each individual state. It may take a couple of years to get through every single state, but I think we'll do it. Which, by the way, if any of you guys are interested in setting something like that up, I want to help you do that. So please email me at drdahlia.com. Go to my webpage at drdahlia.com. There's a contact, because if I can help, I want to help. This is life-saving, very important. And I, you know, it helps. When you kind of make a day of it, you know, you get the newspapers involved, you get the TV stations involved, you could get some local vendors and some food trucks and maybe some face painters and things like that, and you could make areas a little bit more fun. People are always driving around on the weekend going, what, you know, where can I take my kids? So while you're sitting there doing a blood blood donation, the kids could be on the jumpy, you know, thing or playing around or whatever. People always love free food. You know, and not just the cookies you get when you donate blood. You know, Red Cross has blood mobiles, United Blood Services, certain hospitals. So it's doable. So any of you in your respective states that need my help, I want to help you get this established, because that is so life-saving. So then some of you have been kind of listening to my rant over the weekend and go, well, why can't I just donate my own blood? Some of you have asked before surgery, can I donate my own blood so that if I do need a couple units in surgery, I have it. Here's the only thing. As much as I think that is a real cool idea where before surgery you go and, donate blood, I don't think you're going to be able to replace the blood in time. Most of us doctors don't tell you to go and donate your own blood a week or two before surgery, because it could take at least a month for you to fully restore just one pint. So if you're losing a couple pints, we could be looking at 6 weeks, you know. And then some of you will be like, okay, well then why don't I then donate blood, you know, 6 weeks or 2 months prior, because refrigerated blood only lives for about 40 days. So that's why it doesn't seem to be as practical a solution. However, sometimes this autologous is what we call it, autologous, where it's self-giving. Sometimes there are blood banking services that could long-term freeze your blood. So that could be something you could do. But a lot of blood banks don't freeze the blood. They use fresh blood. And so, you know, if you did use a blood banking service that allowed you to store the blood, you need to make sure that the facility will allow you to use your own blood that's thawed properly, etc. Some hospitals may be like, you know what, this is too difficult for me. Let me just use the blood that we got on hand. We already tested it. We already screened it. We know it's good to go. I don't have to worry about ice crystals or whatever. Who knows? Who knows? All right. But some facilities are like, oh, yeah, that's cool. Absolutely. Now, I think there's a couple states, like California, New Jersey. I have to double check this, where the state mandates if the patient wants to use their own blood, you let them do it. All right, but with the other states, if it's not convenient, a lot of times, like, you know what, let's just kind of use what we got, okay? But you need to talk to the facility. You need to talk to the doctor to make sure it'll happen. I'm not sure how expensive it is. I'm hearing, you know, some places it's like $1 a day plus, you know, fees and et cetera. So it's not overly expensive considering. But remember, I mean, it's for a lot of people that need the blood, it's not practical because they need to have their supply ready to go. You see what I mean? Okay, so just quickly, some interesting, how long can the frozen blood last? About 10 years. Frozen blood can last 10 years. I know, I got like ice cream sitting in my freezer that long. So that's, no, you cannot, no. No, you can't keep it in your own freezer. Here's the thing. I guess they have this special cryoprotectant chemical. It's a glycerol. And I guess this is according to the bloodconnection.org. It permeates the red blood cell membrane so that there is about as much glycerol inside the cell as outside the cell. And it takes out, it basically displaces the cell's water. It balances the pressure inside and outside the cell. Because remember, when your cells freeze and the water in the cell crystallizes, that could cause your red blood cell to burst. So they need to replace the water with the glycerol. Okay? And then, of course, the cells are frozen to, like, negative 122 degrees Fahrenheit. All right? And then when you thaw it, the glycerol has to be removed. So the frozen bag is placed in this water bath, and it's set to body temperature. Remember, you don't want to fry the blood. You don't want to throw it in the microwave and have it get all bubbly. Okay? We don't want to boil the blood because then we're denaturing the proteins. So it's a very thin, flat bag. It thaws within a few minutes. And then I guess the glycerol removal has to be removed in stages because if you rapidly rip the glycerol out of the cells, it can then unfortunately cause, damage to the red cell membranes. And then apparently they do a series of washings. They use diluted salt solutions. Then the red blood cells are suspended in a solution that consists of salts needed for the water pressure balance. You also need sugar. I mean, you know, and then it, you know, once they kind of wake up, hopefully the metabolism is ready to go, and then it's ready to be transfused to the patient. The stuff works. I mean, it does. And you know, freezing the blood helps allow the blood to last longer. We have issues with our blood supply. Make no mistake about it. And many people are freaked out about getting, you know, infectious diseases from blood. So they like to know, well, you know what, this is my own. You know, I know who I slept with. I know how many people I slept with. I know my, hepatitis status, HIV status. I trust my blood. Personally, I really trust, I have not frozen any of my own blood. Remember, I lose a lot of it once a month. So, I mean, for me, I'm walking around anemic as it is, but you guys don't want to hear any of that. I know, I should just have a pail, but you can't use that. You can't take a pail, bring it to the blood center. I mean, it's got to come fresh from the vein. Trust me. You don't need any of that. Exactly. Let's move on. All right. We had a few of you ask, I've already answered this on air, many times, but over the weekend, when can gay men start donating blood again? I believe Congress was working on that because, the FDA started to, relax some of their strict guidelines on that because we have to screen the blood anyway. And people can lie. You know, one of my Facebook followers said, you know, he told the truth when he was asked on the questionnaire if he's gay. And he told the truth. Usually, you would think, somebody really, really wanted to get blood. Maybe they would try to kind of sneak through. But he did the right thing and he told the truth. And now he can't donate blood. It's like, this is ridiculous. How could I help? And I understand that gay men are at higher risk for HIV, absolutely. But, some of the average heterosexual men I know and I see in my office, whoa, Nilly. I'd be more worried about their blood. So everybody needs to be checked anyway. Don't go away. When we come back, I got some very, very interesting scoop on blood. Really, really cool stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
The free Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your product just makes it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I had absolutely no clue that House of Cards, the new season, was on Netflix. Nobody told me. So if a lot of you guys are also out of the loop, let me just tell you, the whole next season, I only got to see two. You know, the first two episodes of the third season, but yeah, House of Cards. And another show that's been out that I had absolutely no flipping clue about was Vikings.
apparently, yeah, Vikings has already, like there's already been like 3-4 shows. Nobody's telling us this stuff. This is really ridiculous. Come on, people. I don't know. You guys have to let me know this, because I've been sitting there watching like Sons of Anarchy reruns, and I mean, it's okay, but, I really, really miss, and I mean, I better not miss the Game of Thrones. I mean, I have my DVR ready to go, but, that one I'm not gonna miss. There is no way I'm gonna miss that, because that's like one of my favorite shows. Now that, Boardwalk Empire is done, Game of Thrones is now my favorite show ever. Even more than the Dukes of Hazzard. You know how much I loved the Dukes of Hazzard growing up. Yeah, I love Game of Thrones even more than the Dukes of Hazzard. Okay, so, we're spending a lot of time on blood, because the news keeps coming day after day how much of a shortage we have with our blood supply. And, you know, it may not make, you know, the same, it may not get the same amount of media coverage as the, Hillary Clinton email scandal, or as, some of the other things in the news this week, but it's something I have to bring up because it's so important. But I also like to teach you guys as we go. So this was very interesting. Bloodcenters.org has some really, really cool facts about blood and blood donation. So I thought I'd kind of give these to you, because a lot of you guys like to take what I teach you, and then you go to work and you sound really smart. You know? So, like, you know, did you know that if you donate blood, it really only lasts about 42 days? No, I didn't know that, Bob. Gosh, you're so sexy. You know? Yeah, see? So, so I know you guys use the information I give you to turn around and get some play. And so, and by the way, I think it is really sexy. A lot of you guys are like, nah, I can't come across too smart. Women don't like that. Oh, no, we do. I think it is very sexy that you know quantum physics. I just do. I don't want to hear about it, but the fact that you know about it is because I don't want to do all the thinking in the relationship, okay? I got enough other stuff to do and keep track and keep up to date on and research and you know, pluck and shave. I'm too busy. Alright, so, and I used my husband for that, mind you. Okay, I was, you know, at the top of my class and National Honor Society and, you know, really good SAT score. And I would be considered a very academic, smart person, but I am nowhere near as smart as my husband. And I picked him purposely. So something's going on in the news. And I'm like, what's going on? Why is that bad? Why, you know, blah, 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 blah. Oh, okay, oh, that's so good. Oh, you're so smart, baby. And he's like, I know. And I'm like, you're so burly. And then it just moves on from there. All right, so here's some real cool facts to turn on your woman. All right, here, they say, and again, I don't get credit for this, it's from bloodcenters.org. They say more than 4.5 million patients need blood transfusions each year in the U.S. and Canada. So do they get 4.5 million pints of blood? They must. They must. You know, they were talking about manufacturing blood. Still, the number one choice is actual blood that we get from donations. 43,000 pints is the amount of donated blood that is used each day in the United States and Canada. So if my city alone, right, goes through easy 260 units or pints, okay? And that's just an average. That's not when we have a multi-car pile-up or a big holiday weekend where people come in, you know, completely smashed and jumping on balconies and stuff. 43,000 pints. Are 43,000 of you donating every day? You can't donate every day because you have to wait at least 6 weeks to replenish your blood. So, yeah, I know. All right. Next, somebody needs blood every 2 seconds. One Mississippi, two Mississippi. Unfortunately, there's another person that just now needs blood. So this is some pretty serious stuff. Only 37% of the U.S. population is even eligible to donate blood. And less than 10% of the U.S. population actually gives blood once a year. Is that messed up? They say 1 in 7 people that are entering a hospital needs blood. Now, okay, you donate a pint of blood, That pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Remember, they could use the platelets, they could use the whole blood cells, etc. They say healthy adults who are at least 17 and at least 110 pounds. I'm really, that's always been the requirement I've had a tough time qualifying for. You got to be over 110 pounds. That's been kind of tough for me. Donnie, you guys have no idea what I look like. You only know what I look like from the shoulders up. As far as you know, I am super skinny. The most common form of donation. Okay, so anyway. All right, so donate a pint of blood. Every 56 days or every 2 months, according to your, depending on your iron levels, females receive 53% of blood transfusions. Males receive 40%. So when men come in saying my wife is bleeding me dry, that's a bunch of bullcrap. Because women technically need more blood than men. Also, a lot of women a lot of times have to send to the hospital for transfusions because they lost a lot of blood with their period. So that's my guess. All right? It could be mother-in-laws bleeding you silly. That could be a possibility. But no, your wife isn't bleeding you dry. 94% of blood donors are registered voters. That's interesting. Not sure what to do with that. 4 main red blood cell types. We talked about A, B, and O. Then you have the positive or negative, depending on the Rh factor. If you are AB blood, if you are AB, you are one lucky puppy because you could receive anybody's blood. You can receive the A blood, the B blood, the O blood. If you are type O, you are loved because you are a universal donor. Everybody wants your blood. So if you're blood type O, we want you. Apparently, the blood types were discovered back in 1901 by Dr. Carl Landsteiner. Now, when you get a unit of blood, the bank can separate into 3 components, the red blood cells, the plasma, the platelets, and the cryoprecipitate. Now, your red blood cells are the ones that actually carry the oxygen to the body's tissue, and these red blood cells live for about a good 120 days. Platelets, that part, when you donate platelets, that helps promote blood clotting. So you have some people with leukemia where they just have really lost a lot of their platelets and unfortunately could spontaneously bleed to death. So you want to make sure we give them platelets. Now the plasma is that yellowish color to the blood. It has a lot of your water, protein, salt, etc. In fact, it's about 90% water, and the plasma makes up about 55% of your blood volume. Now, your red blood cells are made by healthy bone marrow, which is why it's so, so important to make sure that's functioning properly. Sometimes the medications can mess up your bone marrow and your production of red blood cells, plasma, platelets, etc. Let me see. I guess sometimes in some states they won't use blood if you were paid to give it. I'm not sure about that. But there's some laws. So be careful going, you know, well, pay me for my blood. The granulocytes, which are part of the white blood cells, a lot of times will be obviously with that, and it's really good because those fight infection. Your white blood cells are extremely important because those fight infection, and that's important to get too. We just don't want the red blood cells. Your blood cells could be stored for about 42 days. The platelets can be stored for about 5 days. The plasma can be stored for a year. And let me see here. I think I kind of told you guys all about the rest of this. You guys learned a lot, you see? Okay, let's get to medical headlines when we come back. 1-877, Doc Deli.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOC. DRDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. This is interesting. There's a local Planet Fitness, not a local, in Michigan. I'm not sure if you heard about the story this weekend. A local Planet Fitness has revoked a woman's gym membership after she refused to stop telling other members that a man was using the woman's locker room. The issue, though, was the man was a transgender. State Representative Gary Glenn called the company's stance an in-your-face policy that threatens the safety of its female customers. He says Planet Fitness obviously should rethink its anti-woman, anti-reality policy. If they don't, they shouldn't be surprised in a conservative, family-friendly community such as Midland if they lose more female members. I guess Yvette Cormier said she entered the woman's locker room at the Midland Planet Fitness location Saturday, February 28th, and saw a man standing inside. It freaked me out because why is a man in here? She said an employee told her the individual identifies, however, as a woman. The statement released by McCall Goslin, Public Relations Director for Planet Fitness, says that members can use the locker room corresponding with their personal gender identity. After taking her complaints to Planet Fitness corporate office and returning to the Midland location to tell other women in the locker room about her experience, then she was told by the company that she was violating its no judgment policy. After she refused to drop the issue, her membership was then canceled. So she obviously disagrees with the company's decision, and I guess they are judging you for complaining about it. This is something where I don't know how they're going to logistically catch up. All right. When you have, a big question I have is Planet Fitness one of those locker rooms where women are undressed and naked, et cetera? So if you have a man there who says, listen, I'm transgender, I identify myself as a female, you know, I can understand why other women are like, really? Are you lying? Or is that really the case? I mean, is it really the case? How do we prove it? Because I'm naked and you're a man right here in the locker room. Personally, me, I don't shower at the gym. Okay, I come to the gym dressed and I leave dressed so I don't have to worry because I don't really like being naked in front of anybody. You know, women, man, et cetera, ask my husband. The cats, I'm like, look, just everybody give me privacy. So me, I'm kind of a privacy freak when it comes to that, with the exception of putting my, pap smear and transvaginal ultrasound on YouTube. Other than that, I'm very, very private. All right? But you see, this is where the logistics come in. Okay? Planet Fitness, apparently in a statement by the PR firm, they say Planet Fitness is committed to creating a non-intimidating, welcoming environment for our members. Our gender identity non-discrimination policy states that members and guests may use all gym facilities based on their sincere self-reported gender identity. The manner in which this member expressed her concerns about the policy exhibited behavior that management at the Midland Club deemed inappropriate and disruptive to other members, which is a violation of the membership agreement, and as a result, her membership was canceled. See, you can't badmouth. A lot of these companies will make you sign something where you can't badmouth the company. If they're going to lose business, they're going to can her. Right? But then, again, where is the freedom of speech? I hate when I see that the rights are hypocritical. Okay? You're allowing somebody to express their identity and have the freedom to use the male or bathroom female, the male or female bathroom. Okay? That's nice. That's a right you are protecting. But then, if somebody else says something about it, they don't have a right. Okay? We can't be hypocritical. Either everybody has rights the same, or you can't be doing this picking and choosing. So, if she's concerned and she wants to warn other people that there's a person who claims they're transgender, okay? You know, again, it also depends on how, I don't know how, aggressive she was with it or whatnot. Doesn't she have a choice? Doesn't she have freedom of speech? But then again, a private company also has the right to protect their business. So if they don't want somebody bad-mouthing their company, they have a right to kick that person out. They have a right to refuse service. So, you see, everybody has rights, but they don't all jive with each other. Now, what do we do about the transgender bathroom issue? This is an issue that keeps coming up, and it is not getting solved. You know, we talked about the bathrooms at school, where many schools now are being required to allow transgender to use opposite bathrooms. But if you have an eighth grade male who's identifying himself as a female, and he's in the, you know, the grade school part of the school, or the lower level, the younger level area, for some reason, he's like, you know what, I gotta go really bad. And he runs into the little girl's room. You're gonna have complaints by the parents that there was a big pubertal boy in the girl's room, even though he's transgender and identifies himself as a girl. And then he's going to be, unfortunately, ostracized, etc. All he has to do is go to the bathroom, and he went into the bathroom that he identified with. And so I don't know if we have a, plan, a long-term plan. If, you know, I haven't been to a gym bathroom recently, but I'm assuming people are naked in the gym. And what do we do when we start having liars that claim, no, I could be in here because I'm transgender? Like, really? You know, or are you a perv? I mean, wasn't there some, it was just in the news last week, where somebody got in trouble, a voyeuristic crime where he was watching women shower. All right? I mean, could this be, you know, a way, which hurts the transgender community and movement, by the way, because they're just, you know, innocently trying to be where they feel they belong. But, you know, could this be a way where perverts try to get through? Where they're like, this is great. All I have to do is claim to the gym that I'm transgender, and I can now hang out in the girls' locker room. So, I don't know what the answer is. I don't know. I mean, some suggest we have to have three bathrooms, but some say that's unfortunately discriminatory. So, I don't know. I don't know. Personally, I don't have an issue with any of it because I am never naked in the bathroom. What I do have an issue with are bathroom attendants. I cannot stand trying to be there and pooping while there's somebody standing outside my door waiting to hand me a towel. I need privacy. I want everybody out of the bathroom so I can poop. So that's my issue. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have a dog who is the coolest dog ever. I wish my dog would read this article. We got a dog that detects thyroid cancer in human urine to 90% accuracy. It's a German Shepherd mix named Frankie. It's the first dog that has been trained to differentiate benign thyroid disease and thyroid cancer by sniffing human urine samples. Now, thyroid cancer is one of those cancers that sneak up on you. 62,000 new cases of thyroid cancer are going to be diagnosed in the U.S. this year alone. Unfortunately, about 1,900 Americans die from the disease. It's more common in younger adults. 2 in 3 cases are diagnosed under the age of 55. And unfortunately, without a doctor feeling the nodule or you getting ultrasounded, you have no idea you're walking around with a thyroid cancer. Unless, of course, it starts to get higher stage. So, even some of the biopsies could be inaccurate. So, now we got a dog who apparently, this study was presented at the Endocrine Society's 97th annual meeting in San Diego, California, where they looked at 34 urine samples from a thyroid clinic, and the patients all had abnormalities and biopsies, etc. Cancer was identified, and this dog could figure out which urine had it. That is some pretty damn cool stuff. Scent training is, I think, a huge research area we need to spend time and money on. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.